In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I feel a little bit like the ghost of Christmas present. Only I guess I'm the ghost of interim pastors or something like that. The line is, my time grows short. So for my remaining time here at Bethel, however long that is, and we don't know any of that yet, I'm going to tell you what I think. And what I think is that we read the Beatitudes. Now, they weren't the words that you're used to hearing in our Revised Standard Version that we've grown up with, these different translations by Dr. Peterson. But it's the same thing. We love the Beatitudes. We love their poetic beauty. We teach our children the Ten Commandments. In second Sunday school lessons, we teach them the Beatitudes out of the Sermon on the Mount. To be so blessed is the promise that we grasp onto. It's vague, it's there, and it's something we hear in church. And our difficulty is taking what we hear, what resonates with our hearts and our souls, in terms of what God offers to us, and we try and take it out into the world. But in the world in which we live, they seem so impractical. Indeed, they seem like a blueprint for being destroyed. In our world, they seem impractical. We admire the instructions, but how do we translate it? And is that not the problem of our entire faith? The Beatitudes are about who we are. The issue is, how do we live them in our lives, in all manner of our lives? The practical application of the world, where blessings, and if you see blessings as some kind of reward for something that you've done, you've probably missed the point altogether. But that's how we do it. We see blessings. But in our world, we know that those are given to people who succeed, often at the expense of other people. People are blessed. Oh, look at what good fortune they have. In our world, to be poor in spirit, to be peacemakers, or to act peaceably, to be merciful, to be meek, are seen as weaknesses. And you better watch out, because you'll get trampled upon, or so the world tells us. We get nowhere in our culture, no way, we get no place in our culture when we are grounded and know that it's grounded in competition and fear. And we get this Sermon on the Mount. Jesus gathers those who look for more. Those who are kind of on the outs because they're not in with the Roman Empire, with those who occupy their territory. And it sounds like, from the folks that he's talking to, they aren't the ones who are on the in the religious world either, in terms of the learned Jewish community. These are folks who are looked down upon, and yet Jesus teaches each and every one of them with respect. And in terms of being loved for who they are. And Jesus gathers these who are looking for more, who are looking for meaning in their lives, who are looking to be respected just for who they are, just because they are created in God's image. And he says, this is how this happens. And this is how the kingdom is coming on earth, and you are a part of it. You have to live into the spirit of these things. These are not things that are just bestowed upon you. But these are things that you are surrounded with, and indeed you may possess some of them. Not individual items, but all as a whole. We're talking about a lifestyle to which we are called as individuals, but more importantly, as understand it as a congregation. The community of faith that is Bethel has this challenge and this marvelous possibility. I have seen it in you. You are so blessed, and the blessings are sitting next to you and all among you. Now, you're also like most churches. when we look at ourselves and we see the best of each other, but we also live in more common territory, don't we? You know, we know who we like and who we're going to gather with and those that share our opinions, and we kind of gather together a little bit and form our little cliques. And fact of the matter is that many of you have known each other, at least the families, you know, for generations. So you know your foibles and your places in which, you know, people, they wouldn't say it to your face, you know, we're too polite about that, you know, but they may kid us about it a little bit, but in that human thing. Now, if you descend just to that, just in terms of those human terms, we've missed the point. For what God calls us to be is our best in terms of our humanity. Yeah, we need to know each other. But what we need to understand is that also each of us is called to see the best in each other. And that all together, the whole of us, makes this community of faith that witnesses to God's truth. The whole is greater than the sum of the parts. Being blessed is not simply about being happy, but it's to know that we are included in the kingdom of God that is coming now. And the kingdom that is there in eternity waiting for us. And that we are all a part of it. And God so loves us and so respects us for who we are. It's learning that we are blessed where we are. It's knowing that we are all together. Now you say, well, what blessings do I have? Well, you may not even know which ones you have. But look at the people around you, or maybe the ones that are missing today. But you know who carry certain gifts and talents and experiences. And the folks who have helped you or have shown you the way, or you've said, I want to be like that. I wish I had that courage. I wish I had that sympathy. I wish I was that merciful. I wish I could get by past my anger and my prejudice and those kinds of things and be more peaceable. I wish I had those kinds of blessings. And God says, you do have them. And they're sitting next to you and behind you and in front of you. And they're sitting in, you know, up here. They're all around you. And you are a part of that. And you are a blessing to the person that's sitting next to you. This includes everybody in the entire community. And together, you are a blessing to the community that's out there, to the world that is out there. It's what we teach our Boy Scouts, is it not? That individually you can do all kinds of achievements, can't you? In terms of, you know, merit badges, and some of you are better at certain things than others in terms of whether it's camping or organizing stuff or whatever it is. But together as a whole, when you are a troop, you know what it's like to stand there and to achieve things together. You know it feels good when you're like that. When you're not just picking on each other or whatever it is, but when you come to the point of understanding that it's the group as a whole, when everybody does their part, that's what you want to be. That's what we want our Boy Scouts to be. That's what we want to teach them. But it's also what we must remember, that we are teaching each other, not just teaching, but living it out. We are blessed when we understand that where we are, no matter where you are in life, whether it's in terms of age or job or circumstance or whatever it is, it's where you find yourselves in life, and there you are blessed because you are a part of the whole. I don't care what troubles you have. I don't care what struggles are there. But you understand. You understand in terms of the relationship with each other and how God works among you, and you are blessed in this community. To be blessed, all the blessedness together amounts to doing ministry. That's what motivates you, is it not? It's what helps you be hospitable as a congregation. It's what helps you provide pastoral care for each other. Not just the pastor, but for each other. I've lived in Winchester, and the hard part about my job is that, you know, I'm half-time, and I've been too far away, and I've not been able to pastor people the way pastors do and what you're looking for. But I'll tell you what you have done. You've stepped in. And you've gone to see each other, and you've made the phone calls, and you've written the emails, and you've made the visits. and you've done it. It's a part of your blessing. It's hospitality and pastoral care. It's education and being honest about how to do these things. It's an organization. People, oh, organization, oh, great. Committees and meetings and budget and finance, yes. It's about using all the resources to do what? To be God's blessed community and to show it forth. It's about how you communicate. It's about being evangelists. Do you know the deacons have a thing that they've been talking about for the past month or so? And they're saying, well, in terms of church membership, what we need to do, we know what the statistics tell us. You know, you use your intelligence, and it says that the folks who end up coming and joining churches are because they've been invited by somebody else. Find somebody else and invite them into this marvelous, blessed community of faith. You see, that's part of your job. Now, you say, oh, that's not my thing. Well, no, but there are others who can show you how. There are others who can show us how to be blessed that way, to invite folks into a part of this marvelous ministry that is God's kingdom that is coming among us. You are blessed as you live out this lifestyle that God has called us to. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.